Hello, Titans basketball fans. This is Patrick Ackerman, center from the Titans basketball team, and I'm joined here today with Matt Grant for the first installment of Titans Basketball Hour. Matt, thank you for coming with me today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk a little bit about last basketball season. Sort of a disappointment finishing 13-19 overall and 6-10 in the Horizon League. You yourself personally had to come in and play a big role as a freshman. I'm sure a lot of people have talked to you about that. And what kind of was your mindset, you know, being thrown into such a big role starting at the point guard position in your freshman year?
Of course, the whole season was a disappointment for everybody. Nobody on the team really had come from losing. I myself personally I've never been on a team where we've lost more games than we won. So that was kind of new for me. And as far as developing to a point guard as a freshman, I played mostly two guard my high school years and years before that. So transitioning to a point guard was really tough. But the seniors last year, you know, NJ, Evan, Jawan helped me out a lot. Carlton's helped me out a lot. Even though we were battling for position and minutes, we were always pushing each other to get better. So, you know, guys really helped me come along and develop more into a pure point guard rather than just a scorer.
And, you know, you look good so far, in my opinion, anyway, this season. What, over the summer, what have you kind of done to get yourself right and get yourself ready maybe to step more into that point guard role? You know, something that, like you said, you weren't as comfortable with. What have you been working on over the summer to get your body right for such a long season and those sort of things?
Really, I've been working more like the mental aspect of the game, because being a point guard, you really have to know the game and study the game more. I mean, being a shooting guard, you just kind of go out there, you know, I just got to score these points. But being a point guard, you got to get people involved more. Like when we went to Canada, I was kind of, you know, a pass-first guy more often. And in past years, I've been a guy that kind of wants to look for his shot more.
Right, right. And that's, you know, that's a big thing. We got a lot of scorers on this team. You know, you got to get the ball to a lot of different guys. We got guys that can shoot it, guys that can finish down low, guys that can, you know, take it off the dribble and all that. So that's definitely a big thing, is if we've got a guy with that sort of mentality on the team as well. And some of the other struggles this year or this past year came, you know, scoring the ball. We were, you know, just under 42% from the field and 32% from the three, and just under 73% from the free throw line. And those, those are some things that kind of came back to haunt us. So moving forward into this season, you know, we've kind of had to improve on a lot of these things. You know, we've had a lot of guys in the gym shooting extra, doing those sorts of things. What do you think as a team was held us back the most last year?
I felt like it was more of a chemistry thing, but a lot of the efficiency kind of falls on me, because I shot the third most shots on the team, and I'm pretty sure it was close to the lowest field goal percentage on the team last year. So for me, I just kind of want to be more of an efficient player. And, you know, we as you said, we do have a lot more scores. So giving up the ball is not going to be an issue, because I know, and we have way more unselfish guys. So I know giving up the ball that it'll come back around to me.
Definitely. I think, too, even, you know, myself, I didn't play last year. Had to sit the season out and watch. One of the things I really noticed was end of games. You know, we'd had the lead. I don't know. I can't even give you a number of how many times we were going into the last 5 minutes of the game with the lead, and then just ended up losing the game. So I know that's definitely been one of the big focuses this summer too, with the coaches and everything, has definitely been our conditioning and finishing the end of games. You know, we've because I was here last summer too, and that we had a much greater emphasis on conditioning this summer and off season and trying to get ourselves into shape. You know, so that we're in the position at the end of games that we're right there with them. We're not falling off or getting tired and everything. So that to me is one of the things that I've definitely noticed is where we're going. Talk about too though. You know, you're saying you want to be more efficient and everything. Have there been any specific things you've worked on with your game specifically, you know, and knowing now what the college game is like, you know, it's a lot faster, a lot more physical. You know, it's, you don't have as much time to think as you did, you know, maybe in the high school game. Now with you, with the year under your belt, what are you taking away from your experience last year to kind of move forward?
Yeah, well, I've really learned a lot. I've matured a lot. The speed of the game, it's a lot slower for me right now. Even practices, you know, our exhibitions in Canada, the game was a lot slower. I pick up the pace a lot easier. But as far as working on my game, I've just come in to get extra shots in, you know, when you don't want to. Last year, you know, mm-hmm. there would be times where I would tell myself, man, I got to study for this. I'll just take this nap right here real quick. I'll get the shots up tomorrow. But this year, you know, I'm changing my mentality. I'm telling myself that I got to get in. Like, I got to get in the gym all the time because, I mean, there's always – everybody's going to be working hard. So you just got to work harder than them.
Yeah, definitely. And not only you, but it seems like our whole team really has kind of adapted that mindset and that mentality. Because I think, you know, the coaching staff has definitely been all over us about the how we did last year and how it kind of, you know, how we struggled last year. And they've got that 13-19. They've got it up everywhere in the weight room, you know, making us think every day when we come into the weight room, like, hey, this isn't going to happen again this year. You know, you may not want to be here right now. This might be the last place you want to be right now. But you see that 13-19 up, it's like, well, you know what? I may not want to be here, but I don't want to finish like we did last year too, you know. So that's definitely something that is that they've been driving us to improve upon is just our overall mentality and everything. So like you say, you know, we had some seniors last year. We lost Evan, who was probably one of the biggest losses for us. Just a, you know, real scrappy kid. Go out and get that rebound when you need it. Go out and get that basket when you need it. And also NJ, kind of a presence down low defensively, go block shots, rebounds. And then we lost Jermaine and Big O, both two guys off the bench that were, you know, a spark when you needed them. And, you know, Jermaine bringing that athleticism and strength and everything. And Big O might not have played as much, definitely was their presence every day in practice, you know, just another big body to bang around and give the bigs that, you know, that preparation they needed because he had that body of guys that we'd be going against every day. So losing those guys, we got some new guys coming in. First of all, we got a transfer. He's transferring in from Arizona State in Brandon Kearney. He's kind of been all over. He was at Michigan State to start his career. Played last year at Arizona State. Is now coming back here for his senior season. He's a Detroit native, went to Southeastern High School. What do you think about his game so far? I haven't seen him this summer and play up in Canada and everything.
Well, personally, I love Kearney's game. Willing passer. You know, our fast breaks have gotten a lot better with him. You know, he pushes in transition. He can pretty much beat anybody one-on-one when he really wants to. Penetrates and kicks. He can shoot the three. He has a pull-up. I mean, he pretty much has a well-rounded game, and you can tell he's been around because he plays the game really smart.
Yeah, definitely. Even when we were up in Canada, I really enjoyed. Not saying I didn't like playing with everyone else, but I really enjoyed playing with Kearney. You know, he just seemed like he was one step ahead all the time. He was always thinking, and you know, he'd always. The pick and roll or the pick and pop, he'd know exactly where everyone was. He always seemed to know where, you know, I'm saying this because he got me a lot of easy baskets. You know, he always seemed to know where I was, where everyone else was. And like you said, he can really run and push the tempo of the offense, even though he's not, you know, traditionally a point guard or any of that. He's one of those guys that can push the ball and move the offense. Another new guy, freshman Jaleel Hogan from Saginaw. He went to Mount Pleasant High School. Real big body kid, maybe a little undersized in the aspects of height at the center position, but he sure makes up for it with his strength and athleticism. It's, you know, it's kind of amazing to see somebody his size. What he come in at about 260.
Yeah. 260.
He came in around 260. He's, nah, I'd say he's, what do they list him at, about 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah. coming in that size, but seeing someone that can move the way he did, you know, and he's also done a lot working with Sean to get his body right. He's
lost some weight.
He's lost a good amount of weight, and he's moving even better than he has been, jumping a lot better. It's just, you know, he's just big, strong kid who's so powerful with the way he plays and can move the way he does. I think he's just going to be such a threat down low in the post. Another one of those kids that can go on block shots and everything. But anything else you want to add about Jahlil?
What I love is he really catches the ball very well around the rim. His hands are like you could throw a terrible pass to him and he'll just catch it, bring it in, and just lay it in.
Yeah, definitely. And our other freshman, Aaron Foster Smith, he's from Taylor, Michigan. He went to Truman High School. You know, he's another one of those real skilled players. He's, you know, he's tall, once again, got a big body, but he's more, I'd say, more of a skilled player than Jahlil is. You know, if you want to compare the two freshmen, he's got an outside shot, can go off the dribble pretty quick. And we actually have Carrick Jones here in the studio who hosts some other shows here on CST and has a few things to add.
Of the Titans, besides Dan. This is a question for you guys because I haven't seen him since high school. And I thought that Jahlil was kind of Doug Anderson comparable. Can he really jump that high?
He gets off the ground so quick, it's amazing. Like, for a guy that size with carrying that much weight, to see him jump as quick as he can and as high as he gets up, it's just, you just wouldn't believe it if you like just took a glance at
it. So he's like Hyper Frog.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I wouldn't say, I mean, Doug Anderson, I've watched Doug Anderson play before. He's I don't know I've ever seen anyone compare to him. He kind of, he looks like he's just straight out of a video game. So, but I mean, yeah, like Matt said, just kind of the way Jahlil moves with his size, it's almost more of like amazing to see somebody that size moving the way he does. He dunks the ball with such power and force. It's pretty amazing.
So he's essentially a power forward trapped in a small forward's body.
You could say something like that.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, so, you know, he's just a real, like we said, big body, big, strong, tough kid who's going to go get that rebound, he's just going to muscle you and want it more than you. He's going to work harder than you to get every loose ball, whatever it is. You know, that's just the type of player he is. So back to Aaron, the other freshman, you know, coming in the same class as Jahlil, like we were talking about him, he's you know, shooter, got a great outside shot, got a three-point shot. You know, he's coming along too, you know, just with every freshman, just got to get over that learning process, that learning curve that every freshman does, but he's coming along great after the summer. What have you seen since the beginning of the summer till now in Aaron's game?
He's really talented. He's one of the most talented young high school kids, well, freshmen now, that I've really seen. Like, he shoots it from the outside. He's got a nice little post game. He finishes around the rim.
Yeah,
very
definitely.
Excellent. It's just, once he figures things out, picks up on our sets a little bit, he's going to be a problem for a lot of guys, man.
Yeah, definitely. And I was surprised. You know, he came up, played open gym with us a few times when he was in high school. Before he got up here, and you know, I saw him, he was a shooter, he could really shoot the ball, but he got up here in the summer when he started classes up here, and he really surprised me with some of the things I didn't realize he could do. You know, take guys off the dribble, like you said, his ability to finish around the basket, it was really impressive to me, because I hadn't seen that from him in the few times I'd seen him play before that. So yeah, he's a really exciting player to watch out for, as with all the new guys. We've got a few other guys too that have been with the team but haven't been able to play. You know, myself, I was sitting out last year due to transfer rules. This will be my first year here in Detroit. But also Paris Bass, who sat out last year for being ineligible. I mean, you know, I've seen some things online about it. Obviously, I've seen him play every day and watch him play and everything. There's a lot of people that think very highly of Paris, which is rightfully so. He's a heck of a young player.
Have you seen the Magic Johnson comparisons?
I haven't seen any Magic Johnson comparisons. But I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. He is. He's a very, very talented player. A lot of people say he's like a young Kevin Durant, sort of the way he plays.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, you know, just real long, skinny. Got those long arms. You know, can knock down the open shot.
What position does he play?
1 through 5.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. He's a player. Straight. He's a basketball player. That's the only way you can really describe him.
And he will just play basketball. That's all it is.
I mean, you can have him. Wow. He can guard anyone. It doesn't matter. Even, you know, he may not be as strong as some post players, but he's long enough to defend them around the basket. He's quick enough to go out and defend guys at the point. You know, that's the big thing that everyone talks about. I was kind of, once again, kind of surprised with him, with his defense. You know, I hadn't, you know, last year didn't see him play much, and we went up to Canada this summer, and, you know, just see, like, there would be passes going. I'd be like, all right, he's got to close out. Like, what's he doing? Where's he going? And he just reached out of midair, just pull a pass back and take it down the other end for the dunk. I mean, his arms are just so long, you know. He's got, I think Sean was telling me the other day, he's got the biggest wingspan on the team.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Easy.
Now, have you guys seen his last second shot from a senior year?
The half court shot?
Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah, the one that didn't count. He showed me, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he was mad at that one.
Paris had, he went to Seaholme in Birmingham. He had it was a big game. Yeah, the Maples. It was a big game for them. And he hit a half court buzzer beater that would have won the game. And, you know, everyone's storming the court. Paris is going crazy. The whole place is going nuts. And the refs called it back. Apparently, his coach called a timeout right before they inbounded the ball. And the shot ended up not counting. And they ended up losing the game because of that. I brought it up to him once last year. I still don't think he's gotten over that at all. He's still not happy about it, but
that's the first tape I ever saw on him. Somebody said, "Look up Paris Bass." So I did. That's the first thing I saw, and I go, "I hope that doesn't happen here."
Yeah, no, but he is. He's a really, really exciting player to watch. He's still young. I mean, he's a sophomore. He's still he just turned 19.
Yep, just turned 19.
Yeah, he's still a young kid learning the college way of things. But I mean, if you want to talk about talent, he's easily got to be one of the most talented and have the biggest upside to anyone on our team.
He was pretty highly recruited too. I mean, he had offers from Syracuse and UConn. That's a big get for us.
Yeah, no, he's as talented as y'all are saying. Like I said, you know, the talent that he shows every day in practice, and I think now he's starting to understand. You know, you got to come with your lunch pail every day and work. And I think now that he's finally getting that mentality behind him, it's really paying off, and he's really starting to understand that whole side of things, which, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. And one last guy that we haven't talked much about yet is Chris Jenkins, who's a transfer in from Colorado. Didn't play at all last year and won't be playing until the first semester ends this year, just due to the transfer rules. Another type of player, a little kind of similar to Paris, you know, just real long, athletic. I mean, Chris is one of those kids that you wouldn't think, but he can jump out of the gym. Yeah,
Chris got the highest bird on the team.
Easily.
41, 42 maybe?
Something. He doesn't like to show it off until he has to. And he'll really sneak up on you if you see if you're going up for a rebound.
Very sneaky.
You better know where he is, because he'll come from behind you and tip dunk it right on your head. It's happened to me a couple times. He will surprise you with that. But he's, you know, real scrappy kid who's not scared to go out and play defense on anyone he has to. You know, he's not scared to go get that rebound, block that shot. You know, it's so once we add him to the mix in December, it's, you know, we'll have the complete package, and you know, we're going to be an exciting team to watch for, you know, especially with the guys returning from last year that played, you know, like Matt and Gerard, who, you know, another freshman last year that's got a year under his belt, kind of stepped up in the same role that Matt did. Along with those guys, Juwan coming back for his last go-around, Pat Owenu, same situation. And then you got Carlton and Anton, who are both, you know, most people know what they can do. Carlton, a dangerous point guard, real quick. And Anton, who just lights out from anywhere outside the three, you know, it should be a really exciting year for us. So, rewind a little bit, take it back to the summer, end of the summer. we took that trip to Canada, you know, which I really enjoyed because me not having played last year, it was a really good opportunity for myself and you know, some of the freshmen to kind of to get some experience playing with the team and you know, with myself, Kearney, and Jaleel. You know, it was kind of our first chance to kind of mesh with you guys and play against some other teams and play with you guys. So how do you think overall that trip kind of helped us?
Well, I think it was good. You know, we won all four games. I think it really gave us a lot of chemistry. You know, we had a different starting five each game, and it gave us a chance to like establish more or less like roles on the team, like what you can do, what you can't do. It gave our coaches a good first look at us in a game situation because they've only seen us in practice. So I think that was really a really good time for us.
Yeah, it definitely was. And, you know, and the chemistry thing, like you said, we took that off the court too. I mean, we had days where we, you know, I mean, even on game days, all we did was play that day. We had the rest of the day just to hang out with the team, just, you know, goof around, whatever, do whatever we wanted. So we, you know, and then you know, we had an off day in between where we went out, did some sightseeing, went on a boat tour, did all that good stuff. And then our last 2 days up there were, you know, no basketball, just us getting to do team activities and you know, just enjoy each other's company and do, you know, kind of do some things that where we got to step out of our comfort zones a little bit. And, you know, that ride between the mountains, you know that I didn't like that. We took a ride in between the peaks of two mountains up there. And that was very scary. I did not enjoy that.
Don't like heights there, Pat?
I don't mind heights, but that for whatever reason did not do it for me.
It was way too high.
Yeah, that was
way too high.
We were on a little cable car going between.
Oh no, yeah, no, you didn't. You said it. I thought you meant a car ride.
No, cable car.
Oh no.
Just hanging there.
I wouldn't have been getting on that.
No, yeah, sir. I tried my hardest not to, but so yeah, I think, you know, that definitely helped with the chemistry because even, you know, since then, you know, having come back and started individuals and started lifting and everything, I mean, just since that trip, I've seen you tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I've seen a big difference in our chemistry just since then too. Guys off the court seem to be getting along a lot better, especially between last year and this year at this time. It's night and day.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
Which I think will definitely can only help us, you know. So that trip did a lot for us too, on and off the court, which I think will only benefit us going forward and getting into the season.
How do you guys compare the talent of those Canadian teams? Because I was trying, but it's tough because you played teams from three different divisions. Like, were the best teams you were playing there kind of like lower D1 teams, or how would you compare the Canadian teams?
It's kind of hard to rank. I know the best team we played was probably BCU.
Yeah.
Definitely. They had some athletes, man. They had a forward that was really athletic, a guard that was very athletic, tall, could handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they could have beat the rest of the three teams that we played.
Yeah, it's kind of
a different game, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, and two, it was tough to tell because we were, you know, it's – the middle of the summer, or, you know, towards the end of the summer for them, they don't have their whole team there. They don't, you know, I mean, the first team we played, it seemed like they were just grabbing guys out of the stands to come and play, you know? So
yeah, they were.
Like that one, I mean, that wasn't obviously that competitive of a game, but, you know, the other three games we played were pretty competitive and the teams were, you know, they were good games. So I think too, it helped us, like we talked about earlier, finishing games. I mean, I think last year if we had taken that trip and been in the same situations we were in some of those games, I don't know that we would have gone 4-0.
Yeah, I don't know either, man.
Yeah, because we last year finishing games was our you know, one of our weak points.
Yeah, definitely.
And we, you know, same situations up in Canada, hit some adversity late second half. But we managed to pull them out and pull through with wins, which, you know, like I said last year, I don't know that would have happened for us.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
So,
how do you guys plan on playing this year without really a true center besides yourself, Pat? Because you're the biggest guy on the team by far.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, myself, I'd look to play, you know, that role as well as I can. I want to, you know, Coach McCallum's been all over me making sure, you know, having me work, you know, even just in open gym, stepping up, blocking shots, you know, doing the things kind of like that we're missing in NJ, that NJ kind of brought to the table for us, rebounding, as well as, you know, my ability to score a little bit more. But, I mean, you know, I think we're going to be okay without it. You know, we got Pat Owenu and Jaleel, who are also two big bodies down low that, you know, might not have the same height as I bring to the table, but can definitely make up for that with their strength and athleticism, you know, something that I may lack, you know. So, you know, what one guy might not have, the, you know, the next guy can bring to the table and just kind of use it. Like, and that's, you know, that's sort of our thing. We're just going to try and wear teams down and just, you know, if we gotta throw the whole kitchen sink at them, we'll do it. You know, we just wear teams down and beat them up, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Matt, for you, when there's not really a lot of defined big guys out there, is it easier or harder for you because you gotta have more space, right?
Right.
Because everybody comes out. So what is that like when you're playing point guard and trying to bring the ball up and set something up?
Well, yeah, for us, it's a lot of spacing, especially even Pat. Like, he can shoot the ball from pretty much three point land. So,
and Pat O too.
Pat O too. He's worked on his shot a lot, so look out for that. So yeah, like, we can spread the court, and the thing is, though, we just have a lot of guys that can really help us. Like, we have a lot of guys that are interchangeable parts. Like, you know, Paris can play multiple positions, Chris can play multiple positions, Aaron can play multiple positions, Jaleel, Pat A, Pat O. Like, we've got guys that can play Anton, Juwan. We've got guys that can play three positions, maybe four positions. So that really helps us a lot with depth. So, and guys won't be playing, you know, getting tired playing 40, 35 minutes a game. We were constantly going to be rotating guys in and out. So that should really help us a lot this year.
Does the constant rotation sometimes bother you guys just with the flow of everything, getting in rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, it can be frustrating. You know, guys, I mean, of course, like, all of us have stood out at one point in time in life, or else we probably wouldn't be here. But, I mean, you just got to suck it up for the better of the team. If we're going to win, everybody's going to have to contribute. So you're just going to have to be a part of this team, or else you're just going to be a cancer.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like Matt said, it can be frustrating. You know, you think it's like, oh, why is coach pulling me out again? But I think as long as everyone can buy in and understand what the purpose behind it is, rather than, you know, it's a jab at you or whatever. Like, the one thing they always preach to us is sell out. Sell out while you're out there. If you play as hard as you can for 3 or 4 minutes, you're going to need to come out. You're not going to be able to play, you know, 20 straight minutes. You're not going to be able to play an entire half. If you can play an entire half of basketball, that means you're not going as hard as you can for that full 20 minutes.
And we've got guys that will back you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's not that you're coming out because you're not producing. It's you're coming out because you're going so hard that you need to come out.
You need to sit down. You need to get some water.
Yeah. Let the next guy come in and let him go hard for 3-4 minutes and give it everything he's got. And let watching him do that rejuvenate you to the point where it's all right, now it's my turn. I'm going to go back in and give them everything I got for the next however long, you know. So that's just what our attitude needs to be. And no one can be taking that personal.
So this is a new philosophy then from what we've done in the past year. Well, at least, you know, as far as I've been here. We haven't had this much depth.
Yeah, I'd say it's new. I mean, I've only been here, well, this is my second year, but I'm sure, like, from what I've heard of Coach Ray, he only plays 7 guys. And last year was lucky because everybody was kind of playing. I heard, so they would tell me that, like, last year, like, some guys probably shouldn't be playing. Like, I'm not used to this. Coach Ray only plays 6, maybe 7, if that. So He's saying this year this is new because we've got so much depth. So it's just going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I think going into our non-conference schedule, that's going to be the way we have to approach it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What games are you guys looking forward to?
All of them. I mean, I'm looking forward to what do we got? Rochester College and Mary Grove. I'm looking forward to all of them, really. I don't care who it is, but starting off our first Division I game is against Oregon, and we'll be heading out to Eugene on the 17th of November. We'll be on the 24 Hours of Basketball, which will be a good time. So, you know, a big Pac-12 game to start the year off is the way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys have to look at the court beforehand to get used to it, so you're during the game.
Yeah, I've seen it online.
I was just asking Brandon about that because he was playing at Arizona State. I was like, does that court ever mess you up? He said, you got to get to shoot around a little bit because it can bug you a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, if they wear their bright colors too, you know, we're stuck looking at them the whole time. They're bright green. And then you guys play at Michigan, and that's a huge game our alumni have been wanting for years, and we're finally able to play them during the tournament. You guys aren't from in-state, so it probably doesn't mean as much to you guys. Well, Pat, I mean, you were in the Big Ten, so you played against them. I
played against them
five times.
Yeah, we got them in the tournament 1 year, too, Big Ten tournament.
Just knowing the guys in the locker room, how big is that game? Because I know for the local guys, that's huge, especially for Carleton.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they really want that game. If it's one game they want more than any other game in non-conference, it's definitely going to be Michigan.
Yeah, that's the big one for the in-state. You know, like you said, I'm not from in-state. Every game is important to me. They're all the same to me. It really doesn't matter who we're playing. It's Oregon, Michigan, or Rochester College and Siena Heights. I mean, it's another game. It's another jersey on. I just want to go out and win either way. But you know that I know to a lot of people that you know. That and the two Oakland games are the only two games some people even know we have on our schedule this year. So I know
we'll get to Oakland.
Yeah. So I mean it's definitely a big deal to a lot of people, and I know that there are going to be a lot of eyes on us for that one. So
you guys get a rematch with Bowling Green at home too, and we've not done well against Bowling Green in the last 4 years, going 0-3 last year. Matt, I think it was you or Juwan who had the last second shot.
Both of us had a shot.
Yeah. How big is that to kind of get a redemption against them?
Big, you know. I feel like we really had that game. You know, we kind of just let it slip away. That was a really heartbreaking loss for us, especially, you know, me. I took the last shot, and then Juwan got the rebound, and he had to take a very tough shot at the end of the game to win. And I missed a free throw, too, before that. So I was in the locker room crying because I really felt that I let my teammates down after that. So that's another game that I really want back too.
Then we got South Florida coming in. When we beat South Florida last year, it was the first time we had beaten a Power 5 conference team since Rashad Phillips was here. Stat you guys probably didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Because St. John's did not count at the time. It was the first away game we had won. So how big is that, just knowing that? I mean, they are an AAC team. It is the AAC, but it's still, you know, they still out-budget us by a lot of money.
Yeah. I think they're going to come in here knowing, just remembering last year. I'm sure that's fresh in their memories. They didn't want to lose that game. I remember I saw some tweets from some of their players talking about, man, like before the game, talking about how they were going to beat us kind of easy, you know. And then after the game, they were very upset on Twitter, talking about, like, I guess they shouldn't have lost the game. Like, those are games that they need to win. Like, they're supposed to beat us.
Well, it was an odd game in itself. I think you guys shot 30%. They shot like 20%. Yeah. I mean, it was an odd game. I remember watching it, and my mom walked in. She goes, "Is that really the score?" I go, "Yes. That's really the score," because we're from Tampa. So it was crazy. Then after that, you get the big marquee home game against Wichita State, the return from 2 years ago. How much easier is it to scout a team when they're on national television all the time, like Wichita State is?
I mean, I don't think it's that much easier. Coach Smith.
It's really not that different.
Yeah, Coach Smith and our assistant coaches, they do a great job breaking down film, from whether it's a NAIA school or a Division I top 5 school. Like, They're very good at breaking down film and giving us great scouting reports.
Yeah, and especially with those things with like synergy now, you know, it's really, you're gonna have game film either way. It doesn't,
right?
You know, that's true. You're gonna have their last five games, no matter who it is, no matter who they played, where they played them. We're gonna see what they did. We're gonna know what they did. It doesn't matter either way.
Fun bonus question: what do you guys think of their mascot? They're the Shocker, the Shock of Wheat.
I think it's creative.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting little guy.
Screams Kansas. Screams Kansas. Their mascot is Wheat, and definitely says Kansas to me.
He's an interesting little guy, that's for sure. You guys then go on a road trip where you play at – you're away for a while. You're away from here.
No, we go home. What are you talking about? We're going to Rhode Island. That's home.
Well, that's home for you, but for Matt, that's like, Matt, that might be the second farthest place away from your home in the whole entire country.
Yeah, no, that's far from me.
Those three games, how big is that? Just you know, you're getting off studying for finals. You're getting off studying for finals, and then you're on the road for that long, and then you guys go home from Arizona State. So how big is that?
Finals, obviously school's important. Finals are important. We're going to be concentrating on that, but that's still not an excuse for not being able to prepare for a game. We're still going to have the same level of preparation. And I mean, that's honestly come winter break, that's the best time of the year anyway, because now finals will be done, so we'll have nothing to worry about except for basketball and that's it, you know. That's, like I said, the best time of the year. It's basketball and that's it. We don't have any books, have anything else to worry about.
Yep, definitely.
Just practice, games, you know, working out and enjoying each other's company, really, because it's the only people that are around school then too are us and the women's team. So, you know, that's about all we have.
Yeah, I'm here on game day, but that's about it. You're right. You guys are, and the lacrosse team occasionally will be here for workouts, but you're right. That's about it. Yeah. It's like a ghost town. What's that like being here over that time? Is that kind of tough? Just like, I know last year you guys were in Novi, so it was really tough. You're in a hotel, but what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough. Like, you don't really get to see people. It's kind of like being in the summer again. Like, you don't really get to see people, like, go to classes and stuff. But I mean, it's okay. Like, I don't have a problem with it, especially no school. Like, I'm never gonna complain when I don't have class. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last year for me, it kind of stunk because I couldn't travel. So they'd leave, and I was just sitting in that hotel by myself for a day or two while they're gone playing, you know, whoever, wherever they were at. So I definitely struggle with it a little bit. But I'm kind of excited for it this year because it's honestly, when the whole team was back and we were just hanging out at the hotel, it was a good time. You know, we had the pool. You go there. We were around, like, a mall and all these restaurants. We got our cash to go eat and stuff. So it was – I mean, I enjoyed it, you know. Just come to practice every day, go back, and just hang out with the team at the hotel. It was a good time.
We get into the conference schedule, and you alluded to it earlier. How big are those Oakland games to you guys?
Huge.
Yeah.
I know me, myself, I really didn't understand, like, what that really meant, especially being from out of town. But seeing, like, that we lost both games and how they celebrated.
Yeah, how excited they got.
After both games, like, it really made me understand what those games meant to them. And it's just going to make the games mean a lot more to me now.
Yeah, now, especially with this Metro Cup they got going, with all the sports getting involved with the rivalry. It starts today with men's soccer playing them. You know, it's a big deal. It really is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or anything. We want to beat them. We want to beat Oakland. I like I said, every game is important.
You want to win every game.
We want to beat Wright State. You want to beat Milwaukee. You want to beat UIC, Green Bay, Cleveland. So we want to beat all them, all those teams. But we really want to beat Oakland.
For you, what's it going to be like having to play Corey Petros? Obviously, last year you didn't have to focus on him as much, but he can score a lot, as we learned last year from the two games we played against him. An all-conference guy. Pat, what's it like for you going against a guy that outweighs you and outsizes you? That's just that massive inside.
I mean, that's going to be the case all season, honestly. It's not like he's the only one that's going to be bigger than me. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he's a good player. I've watched some film on him, watched, you know, scouting last year and kind of getting ready for the season. I've been watching a lot of the big men of our league just to kind of see what their strengths and weaknesses are. And I'm just going to do my best to take away his strengths and kind of hopefully exploit his weaknesses that he's shown at times, you know. Like I said, he's a heck of a player, though, and you're right, he can score the ball and does a lot with his size and ability. So it'll be fun. I can't wait.
Matt, in those games, you drew Kalel Fielder quite a bit last year. He's really, really fast.
Yes.
Like lightning fast. Yeah. How do you stop a guy like that? Do you just kind of move in front of him, hope they go out of bounds, or?
I mean, you can't really let him get a full head of steam going, because when he gets downhill, that's when he becomes very, very tough to stop, because he penetrates very well. I mean, he's a tough kid. I mean, he had a triple-double on us. He can rebound it. He can score it if you leave him open. So I really, like, I respect his game. You know, that's a very tough kid.
What other conference games, obviously – Pat's pretty much in the mindset of every game's huge, but is there any other conference game or trip you guys look forward to going on the road in conference?
I would say going to Valparaiso. That game was pretty big last year. I didn't really realize that.
Yeah, they don't like us very much.
Yeah, they don't like us very much. I didn't really understand it, you know, being a freshman. But there were people in the stands, like, you know, going crazy. Like,
you can thank Eli for that.
Yeah.
You can thank Eli and probably me.
I didn't really understand it, but those games are serious with Valpo.
Pat, any for you? That I know you haven't traveled yet, but just from hearing the other guys.
I don't know. I'm excited to see all, you know, because this is, for me, it's a new league, new conference and everything. So I'm excited to check out all these schools and see what their fans are like. A lot of people say, you know, home court advantage, you know, you like playing at your own place, which I do. Don't get me wrong. I love playing at Callahan. I love being there. But, you know, it's fun to go on the road, too, and see, you know, see the spirit of some of the other schools and the passion that they bring to the table. It's fun. And it's fun to try and go in there and quiet the crowd, you know. It's kind of a good challenge.
Pat, what I got to tell you is when you go to Youngstown State, you have to get a picture with the Penguins. It's a thing. There's two of them. Everyone does it.
Did you do it last year, man?
I didn't do it.
Did you see people taking pictures with the Penguins? It's like a big deal.
Yeah, I did.
There's just people, even players I've seen get pictures with the Penguins. So it's definitely you want the key Twitter photo. Get that picture with those two Penguins. Well, turn it back over to you, Pat.
Yeah, I'll check them out. See if I can find them.
They have scarves on, so, and hats.
They're real Penguins.
No. They're mascots.
Oh, they're mascots. Oh, you got me excited. I thought you meant real Penguins. I don't care about the mascots. I thought you meant they had real Penguins on campus. Like, you know, LSU has the tiger on campus. I thought I was going to get to see a real Penguin. Oh, I don't care about a mascot.
Matt was giving me this look like, I think he thinks they're real Penguins.
There were real Penguins on campus. If it was real Penguins, I'd have tried to meet them. I'd have tried to pull them. So. Forget that. So I think that's going to wrap things up here for today for the first installment of the Titan Basketball Hour. But thank you, Matt, for coming by with me for my first show, and Carrick for kind of helping me with the bumps in the road. So until next time, thank you, guys.